our sin. I mean, we can go on and on. But the three witnesses said we have evidence that Jesus did shed his blood on Calvary. And they testified. But in Revelation it said, you overcome the enemy. You overcome the devil by your testimony of the blood. And I know somebody, you know, might say, well, that was just for martyrs. But in the fourth chapter, in the fourth verse of the fifth chapter, John said, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. That's how you're going to overcome. If you're born of God, you overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. Even our faith. Our faith in the blood. Our testimony. Yes, these witnesses are on. Is still, you know, witnessing to us on earth. But the way you're going to overcome the things that you encounter on the earth is that you testify with them. And I want you to know today we can really testify because we have one of the witnesses that was there. He's living on the inside of us, helping us to testify to the blood of Jesus and to come in agreement with what they saw. Now, it's very important that we realize that the evidence is speaking here. But why come out on the side? Why the blood was shed on the side? Why the blood and water? I'm going to finish reading, John, because we got to read that out to really get the epistle of John. To get what we really need from that. If y'all just give me a minute, I'm taking another swallow of water. Y'all realize how important water is. But now it came out on the side when he went on. We're going to pause and go back to Genesis. When he went in Adam's side, the first Adam's side, and took the rib out, we know that. When God told, when he took it out and made Eve, he said, let them have dominion. See, him going in through the side is that we're going to have dominion. Not just Jesus, but he's giving our dominion back. He's giving our rule back. He's giving our authority back. And that's very important because if he just saved me from my sin and didn't bring back the dominion, we wouldn't be able to take dominion over the enemy, over situation, and over circumstances. But when Isaiah saw Jesus being born and saw him going to the cross, he said the government is going to be on his shoulders. And that meant he was bringing back government for us, that we can have dominion over the enemy. Hallelujah. And it's even better than what the first Adam had. Okay, my time is going away with me. I don't have time to elaborate on that, but I want to go back to the epistle of John and finish reading that. Let's see. We had gotten down to the three witnesses. And out of the mouth of more than two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And here John was trying to, in the ninth verse, he was trying to explain to the people, believe the testimony of God. God's testimony is so much better. It's true. And he said, He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. Boy, boy, we got the witness on the inside. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. We can testify because we got the witness on the inside of us. And that's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm going to go to the 11th verse. And he said, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this is in his Son. What John was saying here, he's saying, I saw coming out that side eternal life. We were getting God life. His Son life was coming out for us. And he said, I bear record of this. I know, he said, and these things have I written unto you, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, Mark Hankins said the word of God was written so we can speak it. So we got to testify. We know these three witnesses are testifying, and we got the witness on the inside of us. Baby, we can testify now. We can testify. We are redeemed. We're restored. I mean, we can really testify because we got it on the inside. And John said, okay, and he that has the Son has life, and he that does not have the Son has not life. Okay, these things are written unto you, that he may know that he have eternal life, and that he may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have. If you know, knowing brings you confidence, John said. John said, if you know this, you can have the confidence. And that's when he tells us, come boldly before the throne of grace. The blood gives us boldness. I mean, we can walk right into the throne of grace and find help. And not only that, he said he gives us confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He said, knowing that this actually happened, we can have confidence. A person with confidence acts different from a person that don't have the confidence. Okay, I wanted to go back to John, but I'm really running out of time here. But I want you to see, this is where the blood of Jesus was shed for you. It's so important that you know where it was shed, so you can get that mindset, so you can get a revelation of. He always wanted us to have dominion. Even from the cross, we were taken out of the side to have dominion. And so it's important that we know. John said, you got to know this thing. You can't guess at it. He said, by me standing there looking, and the Spirit of God witnessed too with my spirit, that this was it. Not those slashes on his back where he bled it. And you know, people that teach the seven places he shed for us, I mean, they have some good things. He said, they said that blood that he shed in the garden was for our emotions. And that blood he shed when they put the crown on his head was for our prosperity. But let me tell you, all that came out the side. Your prosperity, your everything, your covenant, your everything was shed from his side, not from all these other different places that, see, the enemy don't want you to understand the cross. That's the reason he didn't mind you sitting there watching the passion of the cross. He sat there and watched it with you. He said, they ain't gonna know where the blood was really shed from. It's too much blood here. And he was happy. Because that's the place he was defeated, was on the cross. And he realized and he recognized that. And he'll do anything to stop you from understanding, from having a revelation of what happened on the cross, the blood that was shed for you. Okay, I'm way over time. So I'm going to stop here. And I just want y'all to just be able to come in agreement with your three witnesses and testify like they're testifying. They're testifying. They're saying a whole lot. They're still testifying. The blood is still speaking. The blood, you know, I always tell my students, I said, you know, we have three intercessors. We have one in heaven. Then we have one on earth, and that's the Holy Spirit. He's in us. He's interceding. I said, but we have one more interceding for us in heaven, and that's the blood. The blood of Jesus is still speaking powerfully. But when you take on and testify and speak, then that's how you overcome your enemy. That's how you overcome situation and circumstances on this earth. So, let me stop. Just stop, Mary. Because I'm way over time, and what we're going to do now is get your elements together. We're going to take communion. We're going to commune with Christ. We want you to remember that at this table, the most important thing is Jesus' presence. That's what makes the difference. And I hope from the teaching today, I kind of help your mindset. See, even you testifying of what the blood did, it changed. It helps your mindset. It helps you to transform your mind. And when you tell sickness you're illegal, you're going to be saying it with some power. You're going to, and when we talk about Paul, the devil said, Paul I know, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Because Paul was always saying, I'm in Christ. I mean, he understood what took place at the cross. So, getting our elements together, we want you to take your bread, and we want you to hold it in your hand, because we're going to speak over it, we're going to bless it. Let me tell you, it provides for its citizen a health care plan. Every country try to prepare for that. Well, the kingdom of heaven is no different. Paul said we are a citizen now of heaven, not when we die and get there. He said we're already citizens of heaven. That's the reason the Lord prepared a table for his children. He told now, as we hold this bread up, we hold it up knowing that this is the body that Jesus died on the cross, the one that he said, sickness is illegal now. And Lord, we ask that you manifest yourself in every home today, that's holding up this bread in their hand that needs healing. Manifest yourself, God. Let them come in agreement with what you said, Lord. Let them say what you said. We know that you are high priest over our confession. And we confess that this is the bread that came down from heaven. This is the bread that gives us your life. Your life don't have sickness. And Lord, as we eat this bread, we said, by your stripes, we are healed. Now let's eat the bread. Okay, now let's hold that cup up. Now this is the new covenant. See, that's what happened on that cross. We got a new covenant. And we know he had to shed his blood for this new covenant. And Father, as we hold this cup up to bless it, knowing what was provided for us on the cross, we cannot live life as usual. But we live out of that what you have done for us. And we testify that we're overcomers as we sit around this table. We testify that we're citizens of heaven. We know that this cup holds a lot of promises. Lord, we're just so blessed of this cup that our cup is running over today, God. Our fellowship with you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever each household is in need of today, we hold the blood up. We know that you have provided, you have provision, you have protection, and you are a physician. Thank you for the 3P covenant. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you had a plan for us. And we can sit at this table and enjoy you. Only you is on this table. Nothing else. No bitter herbs, no none of that. Only you. Because Jesus is all we need. You provide. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. And as we drink from this cup, we're saying yes. We are one with you on what you've done for us. Going to the side made us one with you, Lord. And we enjoy that oneness today as we drink from the cup. Let us drink. Lord, we want to say thank you for that meal that you prepare for us in the presence of our enemy. All of our enemies, Corona, every enemy. Thank you for providing a meal for us. I want to say thanks to everybody that's on today that heard the word. The testimony of God is greater than